Ladies and gentlemen, Rodeo Fame Magazine proudly brings to you Beyond the Lights with Zach Wells, Episode 1, Rodeo Business. Thank you for joining me today on today's podcast. I'm Zach Wells. Today's guest is someone who I look up to as far as being a rodeo man as well as a successful business owner. I'd like to introduce to you former PRCA and PBR bull rider, and the man who holds the arena record in Canby, Oregon with 93 points. He is the president, the producer, and the visionary behind the Challenge of Champions Elite Pro Bull Riding Tour. He is Mr. Jason Maddox. So Jason, what was your vision behind the Challenge of Champions?
When I was rodeoing and I moved up to the Northwest, I'm from Arizona, and I thought, man, everywhere in Arizona you can rodeo year round, but when you move up here it's tough because it shuts down just because of the weather. So my thought was, hey, I'll put on my own event so I can get on, might as well, let's just make it happen. And here we are 10 years later, I never rode at one of my events. I was too crazy not to. So I guess in that way, that's how I started it. I had a vision of just bringing in the best bulls I could find to let the guys get on the best bulls they can, maybe not the rankest bulls, but the best ones for guys to ride and be a lot of points and to be able to build their confidence, be 82 to 87 points and ride a good bull.
Well, I think that's huge because every single bull in the pen can give a chance for a guy to win the long round.
Yeah, and that's what we want. You know, guys want to come to know they got a shot to win. If they're 83 points, they don't get a check. They know they had a shot to win. Now, if they're 75, 78, you know, 65, we automatically give you a re-ride. If you're in the right position, we just don't give it to you because you're 75 or 78. But if you're hanging off the side and you're out of position, then that's different.
If you pull a Justin McBride move.
If you're in the right position, you ride right, we'll give you another one because you didn't have a fair shot to win. That's how we roll.
Exactly. And I think that's big for guys, you know, winter rodeoing, them an opportunity to practice. And like, you know, and I know some of the best guys in the winter get on at your events. Yeah. I mean, the guy number 8 in the world, Chase Doherty.
Oh, yeah. See, and that's, you know, like we go back to, like you say, starting our events was, my goal was to do wintertime events so these guys can stay tuned up here. And that's how we started our first 3 or 4 years. And then we got introduced to the fairs. And they picked us up for our summer runs now. So we went from just the wintertime events to now, you know, year-round. And that was pretty cool. That was awesome. And with the way the tour's grown now, is these guys are coming year-round. You know, before it was just the wintertime when they're home, but now they're trying to fit us in their schedule everywhere. And to me, that's really neat that they're taking time out of their rodeo schedule to come to our events.
And I think you nailed it right on the head. You know, here today, September 8th, we're what I call the Field of Dreams bull riding event.
Yep.
Is this the last shot before finals?
No, they got one more, Myrtle Point, next 2 weeks from now.
Okay.
But this was a dream that some of our family friends and our sponsors decided, you know, Roseburg needs something like this. We started here, and they had this dream of bringing this out to their hay pasture, and we built it. Now we'll see if they come.
Well, I think it's huge. You know, the drone flew over, saw all the equipment hauled in. You got the bulls here. This is obviously going to be televised on the Cowboy Channel, which is huge for everybody.
That's been, you know, being here with you guys in this, getting our word out with you guys, and then also on the Cowboy Channel, it's taken our tour to a new level. And, you know, like I said, we're just happy to see this thing grow each day, small, and it just going where it goes. We're picking up new sponsors and new people wanting to involve. That's awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. And with being with Rodeo Fame, I know we love showcasing the up-and-coming bull riders, the up-and-coming associations that don't get the recognition that you guys get. And so we're proud to be here, and it's great for everybody. Now, I know a couple events down the road, your Battle of the States.
Correct.
What brought that up?
Actually, it was kind of cool. Two of my buddies, Tyler Gorm and Conrad Kinsey, you know, there was always a battle between the Northwest up here. Obviously, I didn't grow up here, but between the Northwest, that these guys had better bull riders, or we're better out of Idaho, or we're out of Washington or Oregon.
Yeah.
So I think we're going, this might be our 8th year now with the Battle of the States.
Wow.
And it's turned into a team challenge, you know. We pick captains. Most of our captains are the guys that are done riding bulls that made it and did it. Yep. Now they still want to get involved, but, you know, they don't want to do events. They just want to
get
do
in.
It. So they're the captain of the team, and they pick their 2 to 3 best bull riders, and they come
awesome.
In November. November
10th, right?
Reno.
Yep. November 10th.
And they compete as a team. And
awesome.
We'll have 10 different states coming.
And I know we'll be there. We're going to broadcast it. So
awesome.
I can't wait for that. And then Talk about finals a little bit.
Yeah.
Dates, you know, things like that.
It was awesome. So same thing, we had, like, you know, all these events in a roundabout way, they've come about by meaning something, you know, and that's, I felt it's the heart of our tour for one, but it's also, it gives you some, I guess I don't know how to say that, but all of our events have come about for a reason. Mm-hmm. And Medford, our first year, one of our contractors, we did a fundraiser for him, for his mom, that she ended up passing away a couple weeks afterwards. But we decided to do Medford, our finals, which at that time was just a bull riding.
Yeah.
We weren't big enough to have a tour yet. But we started that 2 weeks, or we started Thanksgiving. Me and my wife decided we were going to put this on for our contractor and try to raise whatever money we could, they got. And we ended up, I think we gave them like $500 or $1,000. I mean, it wasn't nothing, but it worked, and that's where the start of Medford was.
Awesome.
And to this day now, last year we had a sellout crowd. We had to turn almost 200 people away.
And I was there, and it was one of the most well-put-together events, fan-wise, production-wise. It was incredible, and for people in the Northwest, it's something that they definitely need to check out.
Yeah, and that's our goal. Is, you know, we're not looking to travel all over the United States. I just, in the Northwest here, we want the Challenge of Champions Tour to be the staple. What represents us is the Northwest, and that's what we're prideful on. And
yeah, and another thing that really has caught my eye with the Challenge of Champions is how much emphasis you guys put on family values. You know, bringing in the junior bull riding, you know, opening ceremonies. What you guys do military wise, it's incredible. What brought that, the junior bulls, into the Challenge of Champions?
You know, we started with the OJBRA, the Oregon Junior Bull Riders, you know, and that's our future. You know, without kind of putting our hands and being able to help control them kids and teach them right, coming here, being around there, being around Chase Doherty, being around Jordan Spears, you know, these kids that come and all the studs that come to our events, those guys get to hang their rope right next to them too. And I mean, you tell you what, those kids are just as tough and they're just as passionate about it as the big guys. And it's an honor to have those kids there. And it's actually been awesome, because since the day one we started till now, there's probably 12 kids that have gone from start to today that have been junior bull riders, and they're qualified to be on tour.
And it shows them the responsibility, what it takes, you know, the traveling, the business side of it too, at an early age.
Oh yeah.
What it takes, you know, getting on, traveling, being there.
Getting on different bulls, not getting on the same stuff. They get on different bulls all the time, and they travel different places. And I mean, I tell you what, their parents are awesome by allowing these kids to come to this.
Yeah, and let's talk about the standings a little bit. What are the top three?
So our top three right now, we got Dawson Branton, we've got Colton Doherty, and we got Tanner Bradley.
Awesome.
And I tell you what, these three guys this year has made a race of this. These last month and a half of our tour, I mean, these three guys have kind of run away with it, but it isn't from lack of the other guys trying. These guys just been on fire.
And they're getting on ring bulls each and every week, and they're putting it to them.
Yeah, it's not like they're sneaking by. I mean, they're 82. I think all three of them guys have been 86 or higher at everywhere they go.
Yeah.
It's not like they're riding little dinks and that. They're just flat riding bulls.
And I think, you know, the Bounty Bowl with Dawson and Kung Fu Panda was
–
that was probably one of the rides of the year.
Yeah. For, you know, on our tour, that was one of the best rides. There's been him and Justin Houston on Double Dose in Albany 2 years ago. Those are the two best bull rides I've ever seen on our tour. And I tell you what, him on Kung Fu, that was one of the rankest bull rides I've seen in a long time in person.
And what was cool about that is you had a bounty bull in such a small town of Wakiacum County.
Yeah. 200 people in that town.
And you brought 2,000 out.
Yeah, they're that little town. This was their first event there, and I mean, they were so excited about everything, and now they're excited to have us back. And I mean, they were $4,000 to the Bounty Bowl that night, and they just loved it.
Love it. So where can people go find you guys?
You can go on our website. Is C as in Charlie, C as in Charlie, T as in Tom, bullriding.com. So challengeofchampionstour.com. And you can get us on our Facebook too, Challenge of Champions on Facebook. And we keep it pretty up to date, so you know what's going on. And as soon as one event's done, we're on to the next one.
Awesome. So. And if anybody has any questions, they can find me at Rodeo Fame, and then I can send you the link to Jason. If you want to book any events for next year, I mean, obviously, get a hold of him. It's a great event. It's great family entertainment. I tell you what, you guys will not be disappointed with the Cowboys, with the stock, with everything. So, well, I wish you the best of luck for tonight.
Thanks, Zach. Thanks for having us, buddy. We appreciate it.
Absolutely.
This.
We'll talk soon.
All right.
All right, thanks.
Yep. But yeah, remember, Zach, for Myrtle Point, make
the 2018 PRCA World Standings for the all-around. Number one, Tuff Cooper, Decatur, Texas, with $187,019. Number two, Trevor Brazil, Decatur, Texas. Number three, Ren Richard, Number four, Steven Dent. And number five, Ryle Smith. In the bareback, we have number one, the two-time reigning world champion, Mr. Tim O'Connell, with $177,570. Number two, Caleb Bennett. Number three, Clayton Bigelow. Number four, Bill Tudor. And number five, Oren Larson. In the steer wrestling, we have the world champ leading again, Tyler Pearson, with $97,520. Number two, Scott Gunther. Number three, Will Loomis. Number four, Curtis Cassidy. And number five, Bridger Chambers. On the heading side of things, number one, Caleb Driggers, with $106,385. Number two, Dustin Esquizia. Number three, Clay Smith. Number four, Bubba Buckaloo. And number five, Cody Snow. On the heelin, number one, the world champ, Mr. Junior Nogueira, with $106,385. Number two, Corey Kuntz. Number three, Paul Eves. Number four, Trey Yates. And number five, Joseph Harrison. In the saddle bronc, number one in the world, Jacobs Crawley, with $140,102. Number two, the young gun, Mr. Ryder Wright. Number three, Brody Kress. Number four, Isaac Diaz. And number five, Rusty Wright. In the tie down roping, we have number one, Tuff Cooper, with $112,341. Number two, the man in pink, Mr. Tyson Durfee. Number three, Shane Hanchy. Number four, Ryle Smith. Number five, Trevor Brazil. In the women's barrel racing, number one in the world, Haley Kinzel, with $191,448. Number two, Nellie Miller. Number three, Lisa Lockhart. Number four, Brittany Posey Tanazi. And number five, Stevie Hillman. And in the bull riding, number one in the world with a commanding lead, the four-time world champ, Mr. Sage Kimsey, with $274,099. Number two, Parker Breading. Number three, Dustin Boquette. Number four, Boudreaux Campbell. And number five, Jeff Askey. The Coastal Farm and Ranch Pro Bull Riding Tour, the event that we are at here today. Current standings, number one, Dawson Branton with 1,085 points, followed up by Colton Doherty and Tanner Bradley. Today's podcast has been sponsored by LRS Country Music Festival, July 4th through the 7th, 2019, in Central Oregon, Polina, at the Lazy Rock and Stirrup Ranch. This is going to be an event that you will not want to miss on the 4th of July. So please, please buy your tickets now at a discounted price online at lrsfest.com.